You're listening to SBS News.
Every year, about 300,000 babies are born in Australia. A new population study predicts there will soon be far fewer babies born, with the average fertility rate over the next 5 years expected to drop to the lowest level on record. The analysis has been compiled by Australian National University demographer Peter McDonald for the government's Centre for Population.
2019 was 1.7. It'll probably fall below 1.6 next year because of the COVID effects. And then it stays around about that level, maybe comes back a little bit.
Professor McDonald says that means 56,000 fewer babies across the nation per year. It's a deficit the Federal Opposition Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, says could threaten the federal government's coronavirus economic recovery plans.
The budget needs to reflect the fact that obviously migration is down, but we also know that the fertility rate and the birth rate is down as well.
For many families, a balance between work and childcare can be very challenging.
I had to take time off work. You know, I had to stop and start my career for 4 years, and that was definitely a barrier.
My wife can't work if he's at home, and so he has to be looked after for her to work.
Some migrant parents have raised concerns about the government's international border closure, which is preventing extended family members from providing support at a time it's needed most. Sonal Tantiriyama moved to Australia from New Zealand in February.
With the current COVID situation, it would be quite hard for us to have another baby in terms of, you know, getting support from family, because when we had this little one, we had all our family in New Zealand to help us out.
Angela Jackson, lead economist at Equity Economics, says the government needs to focus more on the needs of families.
Things like greater paid parental leave so that people can have that time off at the start, that they're not, you know, wondering how am I going to juggle this young new child with my work and family responsibilities. That we really think as a society, how can we better support parents and encourage more people and support more people to have children?
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told the National Press Club in July the best way to boost the fertility rate was to make people more confident about Australia's economic future. He is preparing to unveil the federal budget on October 6. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.